This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the history and physical on Patricia Landskroner. Last name Landskroener. Patricia is the first name, Patricia. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was June the 8th, 2023. The paragraph patient profile, Ms. Landskroener is a 74-year-old female who moved in from another nursing home, namely Cartel, period. Before that, she resided in assisted living at Sugarbush Manor, period. The paragraph chief complaint, she has debility in not walking and has had previous ankle fractures, period. She also came to the initial nursing home after hospitalization for respiratory failure, period. New paragraph, history of past illness. She was hospitalized initially for respiratory failure, and she does have COPD, period. This was treated, period. She does not know or recall the details of that, and the history and documents I have come from the nursing home and mention the COPD and respiratory failure, period. However, she was not short of breath today and is stable in this regard, period. She has PRN oxygen available, period. New line. She has pain in her legs, period. She's had previous ankle fractures with 3 screws in the right ankle and 2 in the left ankle, period. Her ankle fracture was due to a fall, and she's had a couple of falls, period. The surgery was due to the last, was before the last hospitalization, and she was not doing well, and she gives me the impression that it was revised and she needs further revision, period. Still has pain there and is not walking, period. She has had some physical therapy due to the falls and fractures when she was at Cartel. Now she comes for a bit more, and it's conceivable that she will need long-term care, period. New paragraph. She has diabetes mellitus, which seems to be fairly well controlled, and she states it has been controlled, period. Her glucose here when checked yesterday was 84, period. She has no polyuria or polydipsia or excessive thirst, period. There are some paresthesias of the right leg, period. She has COPD but is not currently short of breath and admits to some cough of yellow sputum mostly at night, period. She has a history of bipolar disorder for which she is on Lamictal. And this does appear controlled, period. See if there's any Seroquel. At one point she was on Seroquel, but I believe they did a gradual dose reduction and she's off that now, period. Oh, cancel that. They tried to do a dose reduction, but she's still on Seroquel 100 milligrams twice a day, period. She has been followed by psychiatry, period. I didn't see that second page. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, and her heart rate is stable. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. And they had chosen on previous hospitalization not to anticoagulate for medical reasons, presumably because of recurrent falls, period. She's never had a stroke, period. She has diabetes mellitus, but not hypertension, period. He's not had major heart disease other than the atrial fib, and there's no history of heart failure, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, she has blurred vision. ENT, she hears adequately. No sore throat or earache, but she does get vertigo at times. Respiratory, she admits to cough at night with yellow sputum. There's no dyspnea now, period. Cardiovascular, she gets palpitations from time to time, period. No angina. GI, she had nausea and vomiting and some diarrhea yesterday, but I'm told it was not severe, period. No abdominal pain. GU, no dysuria or hematuria, and she is continent of urine. Musculoskeletal, she has ankle pains bilaterally, but no other joint pains. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding, but she has scabs in different places, including her left arm and on the bottom of her right foot. New paragraph, past history. Chronic obstructive lung disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, respiratory failure with hypoxia, major depressive disorder, bipolar disorder, hyperlipidemia. I'm not sure about it. Records indicate history of deep vein thrombosis, but she could not recall any of that, period. Mild dementia without behavior disturbance. She's a smoker, sleep apnea, central hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, generalized anxiety disorder, fracture of the lumbosacral spine. Oh, history of TIA. Oh, there's mention of that. There's also a report of a residual cerebral infarction without residual deficits, but she didn't seem to know about that. There's a history of metabolic encephalopathy. New paragraph. Family history. Her mother had heart disease and COPD. Her father, brother, and sister had COPD, period. Her father is deceased and he had alcohol excess and Lewy body dementia, according to records, period. New paragraph. Social history. She says she smokes about 5 cigarettes a day, but records indicate a 45-pack year history of smoking in the past, and that she quit a month before hospitalization, period. She must be smoking a small amount, period. No alcohol excess, period. She has 2 children, 1 in Colorado, and 1 local, period. New paragraph, medications. Lamictal, 100 milligrams daily. Bethenacol, 10 milligrams daily. That doesn't do anything for you right now. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams daily. Zyrtec, 10 milligrams daily. Miralax, 17 grams daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams at bedtime. Clotrimazole ointment to the peri area twice a day. Acidophilus, 1 capsule daily. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams at bedtime. Vitamin D3, 50 micrograms, which is 2,000 units daily. Nitrofurantoin, 100 milligrams daily for UTI prophylaxis. Prednisone, 10 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Duaneb by nebulizer every 6 hours as needed. Lantus, wait a minute. 27 units in the morning and at bedtime. Acidophilus, 1 tablet daily. I thought they mentioned that already. Atrovent, 2 puffs every 4 hours as needed. Ativent, 0.5 milligrams at bedtime and in the morning for anxiety. Ranolazine, 500 milligrams daily. Loperamide, 2 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. Tylenol number 3, 1 every 8 hours as needed. Trilogy, 1 puff daily. Tramadol, 100 milligrams daily. Seroquel, 100 milligrams twice a day. preparation H to the anus every hour as needed, or 8 hours as needed, sorry. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, Humalog 5 units TID with meals, and allergies, sulfa, and Percocet. Hippocratic examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. He's slightly confused. Blood pressure 123 over 64, temperature 97.3, pulse 83, respiratory rate 17, O2 is at 97%. He had one glucose of 84 on June 7th, which was yesterday. Paragraph, head and neck, pupil decline react to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular movement is normal, oral mucosa is normal, throat normal, neck supple, no mass or nodes, no palpable thyromegaly, lungs. Here. Lungs had slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles, and percussion was unremarkable. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant pitting edema. Pedal pulses were palpable. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Neurologic, cranial is normal, sensation grossly intact. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. There's no acute joint inflammation, period. There's thickening of the right ankle. It's slightly larger than the left, period. She has decreased range of motion in right ankle flexion and dorsiflexion, period. She had decreased range of motion of her right great toe, period. There's only slight decrease in range of motion of the left ankle and foot, period. No sign of vitus anywhere. Skin showed a scab in the left arm and evidence of healed abrasions, period. There was a scab on the undersurface of the right foot, period. No ominous rashes were noted and no major lesions, period. In paragraph assessment and plan, one, she has two ankle fractures and is here for further rehab. It's possible she may need long-term care, period. He'll be assessed by OT and PT, and we'll continue Tylenol number 3 for pain, if needed, period. Two, she has COPD, and I'll continue Trelegy, one puff daily, plus Duoneb by nebulizer every 6 hours as needed, period. Three, she has neuropathy, and I'll continue gabapentin 100 milligrams nightly. Four, she has... Wait, let's see who this is. Anxiety, I'll continue Ativan 0.5 milligrams twice a day. Five, she has bipolar disorder, and I will continue Lamictal 100 milligrams daily, plus Cymbalta for depression at 60 milligrams daily. She has atrial fibrillation and heart rate is stable with metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. And she is not on anticoagulation based on a previous decision, presumably due to excessive falls. Six, she's on nitrofurantoin, 100 milligrams daily for UTI prophylaxis, period. There's mention of TA in the past, and she is on aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. I will follow her at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.